Should a guy spend money on a girl? Yes?
Yeah, of course.
Good time.
Do you not
move.
Think so?
I have
to a certain extent. To a certain extent. Not each and every day, yeah. But yeah.
Why the fuck?
But I'm saying a lot of women would consider or might consider this as an insult.
I'm gonna do this on video. I'm gonna fuck your case.
Would that be an insult?
No, I've heard your point, but even I have lately started thinking that it's all right for a girl to give the guy pay once in a while.
It's all right, but okay, let's do this on video. I want to hear what she has to say. All right, guys, so the next question is a really big one. Whether guys should spend money on a girl, all right? So whether guys should, for example, pay for the first date, or whether guys should take her shopping, or whether guys should buy her shit or clean her shit. I don't know, something disgusting like that. But am I being gay? But yeah, anyway, so that is a big question, all right? And I want to know, Corina, what do you think about this?
I think, and you might agree, or a lot of people might agree or not agree with me, but I think a guy should spend money on a girl from time to time, and that doesn't mean that buying her shit and cleaning her shit and whatever you want to say, but yes, it is okay for a guy to pay for her meal once in a while.
Is it okay, or should he be paying?
He shouldn't be expected to pay.
He shouldn't be expected to pay?
Yeah, okay. Once in a while, it would be nice for him and to show his appreciation, I guess, for a girl to pay. And okay, a lot of women, you see, a lot of women would consider this as an insult, I think, for the guy to pay for a meal and everything, because a lot of women consider themselves really independent. So they're saying like, oh, I'm independent enough to pay for my meal or for my drinks. But it is okay for the guy, and it is okay for her sometimes to expect him to pay as well. And it doesn't have to happen, especially I think when a guy and a girl go on the first date, I would probably expect the guy to pay for the meal or the drinks or whatever they go to. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in the future. Maybe he's not going to take her shopping, but and pay for herself, because that's her.
So the thing with me is I'm a big proponent of not spending money on girls.
Right.
Okay. But like, I don't believe that you should do that. I think what Corina is saying is right to a certain extent, because she obviously cannot be more right than me. But just hear me out. Just hear me out. So I think she's right to an extent when she says that, you know, sometimes like a girl would, for example, expect the guy to pay for the first date. And I think that's in a way gentlemanly, in a way. It's like kind of chivalrous. And I think that's a good thing that, you know, you do pay for the first date as just a sign of respect and as a sign of, you know, that you appreciate that the girl, if you ask the girl out, that maybe it should be whoever asks out, you know. If the girl asks the guy out and if the guy says yes, then maybe the girl should pay. What do you think? Like, the guy can still offer to pay, but I think in a way it should be like to show appreciation that, oh, thank you, I asked you out and you took out the time to engage with me and see if you would like to suck my balls, so I'm gonna pay, all right? But on the other hand, guys, like, if you ask me, don't listen to her, all right? Like, do not buy her attraction, all right? Do not spend money to buy attraction, but yes, first drink, first coffee, first blowjob. No, not the blowjob.
And a few meals afterwards.
And whatever. Like, pay. I would say, yeah, pay for the first date. Like, I do that myself. I do that myself. I also, like, have, you know, just let the girls pay a lot of times because, you know, they want this. But the thing is, I think it's gentlemanly, and I think it's chivalrous.
Isn't it not manly enough to even...
I think it is... It's,
how
I don't
splitting
think
the bill most of the time, or
no, no, not splitting. Not
I don't
splitting.
Think that's manly to let a girl pay ever.
Yeah,
let's split the bill.
Ever.
Don't let her pay fully.
Okay, so again, I would disagree. I think it depends on how far they are into the courtship with each other. Because like I like being classic in a way, alright. So I would prefer the classic way of doing a date for the first time, where the guy would pay, even if the girl asks the guy out. So that is my thought, but paying all the time, fuck no. All right, girls are so independent nowadays and they earn their own shit, so let them also pay a little, you know, little a few times. Yeah,
I think expecting to pay is not fine, but if a guy wants to pay, I think it shows the provider ability again.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that, but it doesn't have to be necessarily true about the provider ability. Okay, I'll cover that, okay.
But do you not think in a way that if a guy offers to pay for a meal, that shows his ability to take care of his family in the future, and maybe if a prospect for him to be a good candidate for a potential partner?
Actually, now that you say it like this, it might makes sense the way they used to do it in the old days, that, you know, like, in a way it was, I think, a strategy even for the girl to figure out how well to do the guy is, because the more expensive a place he takes her to and the more expensive the drink he buys her, or, you know, the dinner that he buys her, or whatever it is, I think in a way that was a good strategy to check how much he has, or like it was a good strategy to check his provider ability, and that is why even guys would do that. And in a way it is right for them also to do it, because they ultimately have to show their providership, you know, they have to show their provider ability so that bitches get attracted, you know, like you gotta show that you can provide, you can protect, and people will play whatever their strongest cards are. So if somebody is wealthy, they would like to display their wealth, if they're a man, for example, to show that, you know, they can provide for the girl in the future as well as for the family that they have. So, but anyway, that is going too deep into the psychology of all of this, but I think I do agree with you to a certain extent that it is chivalrous and it is gentlemanly to pay, for example, for the first date and from time to time, definitely. But I think as the courtship goes on, and if both members are earning, maybe I think it should be like an equal balance or something like that. And if it's Sarhad in the situation, then I think the girl should be paying all the time. Okay? Because this is priceless.
So because that...
This is priceless. Priceless.
So because that question...
So because that question...
So because that question...
was intended to me...
Yeah.
Let's recap on this point.
Okay.
So I think if it comes to first date, the guy should definitely pay.
Yeah.
Whether he's expected or not expected, a guy should be chivalrous enough to pay for the first meal or the first drinks.
Okay.
If in the future the guy offers,
mm-hmm.
let him pay.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't offer, if you have the resources, pay for them, or at least split them.
Next question is, what do you think about guys who... Like, do you think guys should take care of themselves or not? So let's start off with, for example, something like health and fitness. Like,
health,
because you
fitness?
See nowadays more and more guys are, you know, getting into, like, getting arms like these. So what do you think about guys who are into health and fitness? Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?